The opinions voiced in this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, or financial advisor prior to investing. Securities and investment advisory services are offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC.
How would you like to get noticed and branded on the internet? Well, I kind of want to find out too, and that's what we're going to focus on today on the Peter McClellan Show. We start now.
Live from the Twin Cities, it's the Peter McClellan Show. Peter McClellan, CHFC, is the president of the 401k Latte Company. Peter has helped his financial planning clients for more than 20 years with advice about their money, their families, and their life goals. Find out more online at 401klatte.com. Invest in a conversation now. Here's Peter McClellan.
Welcome to the Peter McClellan Show. I am your host, Peter McClellan. Thank you for listening. I'm excited about today's show. This is different. I know you may be thinking, uh-oh, here we go again. He's going to talk about Twitter and LinkedIn and all that good stuff. No, I'm not. No, today is about getting the traffic. And we have with us today Jeff Mills, who is the owner of Traffic Mills. And he is focused on helping businesses market themselves on the internet, getting lots of traffic, per se. So, Jeff, welcome to the Peter McClellan Show.
Thank you, Peter. Glad to be here today.
It's great to have you here. So, Jeff, tell me, tell us a little bit about yourself. I'm amazed. We were off air talking about your history with the internet. I think you were involved with the internet before I even heard such a thing existed. So, well, or before Al Gore invented it, whatever, which way it goes.
I'm a Southern California boy living now in the Twin Cities. I grew up in Surf City, USA, Huntington Beach, California.
Now, wait a minute. You're involved with the internet. You could live anywhere in the world. Why Minnesota?
I married into the Midwest.
Ah, okay.
My wife is from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I met her when I was going to school. We both went into ministry together. Okay. I was a youth pastor. She was a children's pastor. We had the package deal, and a church in North Minneapolis called Faith Baptist Church hired us out of South Dakota.
Okay.
That's what brought us to the Twin Cities.
Wow.
And so we live here. Her family's here, so we're kind of stuck here.
And you're learning to love the winter.
You know, I love the winters because in California, it's just green or it's brown. You know, and it's just the same thing every day. I love seeing the seasons change. It's pretty cool.
Well, we get pretty weird here, but not quite as weird too.
Yeah.
So there's a little less weirdness here in the Midwest. Anyway, but tell us about this your experience with the internet, because to me, I'm intrigued by this.
Well, I was a youth pastor up here in the Twin Cities for about 9 years, and I was a poor youth pastor. Youth pastors don't make a lot of money. So I started looking at the internet as a way that I could start making some money. I heard people were making money on the internet. So in about 1999, I kind of ventured into that. And I got to tell people, it wasn't easy at first. For 4 years, I was like a miserable failure. Spent tons of money, bought stuff, looked at stuff, didn't make anything. And it wasn't until 2003, I started figuring things out. I found mentors and people who could share with me their strategies, their success tips. I started following those strategies because I had a mentor and a coach.
Mm-hmm.
And man, it was like a night and day difference. So I was working in the church, but I was making about $10,000 part-timing it on the internet from home.
Mm.
And I thought, hey, this is going to help me get out of debt. We had a different unique situation with my wife and I. I was in one church. She was in another church in Cottage Grove. And we had a little baby that was just born. It was kind of crazy doing the two church thing on Sundays.
Oh, I bet.
And
yeah.
So I feel like, you know, God opened the door for us where I could come home and be a stay home dad and do this internet thing. And I could support my wife and her ministry, what she did in her children's ministry. And I could be like the entrepreneur working from home. And
you cut it down to one church then?
It would cut down to one church.
Okay.
So that's how I ended up being doing that. And I found that people could really benefit from this knowledge that I have about marketing on the internet. And so I've decided to start a company to teach people and help people with information marketing on the internet so they can get more traffic, get more leads, make more money, and enjoy the lifestyle that us internet marketers enjoy.
So what's the best advice you could give people about getting out there and getting traffic on the internet?
I think the best advice is to get rid of any static, non-changing websites that exist out there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at the history of some of the way websites were made, you know, in the early 2000s, it was just, hey, let's put a website up on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And then people would go, and it would never change. It was like a brochure, basically.
Okay.
Nowadays, the best way to have websites is to make them completely interactive, completely dynamic, so they're always changing. And we call that a blog. A WordPress blog is really the platform you want to build all your business on nowadays, because it's interactive. People can make comments on everything you post on your blog. You can interact with all the social media stuff that connects to it, with Twitter and Facebook and all that cool stuff.
We weren't going to go there today, though.
I know we're not going there.
Okay.
But a blog actually is so cool because it all that stuff all connects together.
Sure.
It's the social stuff. And the old stuff, which is the static or in non-dynamic websites that never change, I just have a brochure, it doesn't have any life to it. People go, consume something, and they leave. I want to come and engage and relate and start a conversation and enjoy that conversation and feel like I'm getting value out of that. And that's the way people need to be thinking about being successful on the internet, is engaging people, joining in the conversation on their websites.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but the 401k Latte, our tagline is invest in a conversation.
Yeah.
It's not about the money. It's about people's lives. And so
everything.
It is. It's about relationship.
It's all about the give.
Yeah.
It's all about the give and how much value you can give people. And it starts by the branding of getting people to fall in love with you, getting people to know, like, and trust you, which is then eventually people will buy from people they know, love, and trust.
Sure. Sure. Absolutely. No, that makes perfect sense. So I ask a loaded question here, but can anyone turn their business into a successful business on the internet? Because, you know, I'm in an industry that's unbelievably regulated.
Yeah.
You know,
I
can't tweet and I can't, they won't let me, I can't do it. In fact, this show will be listened to by compliance. I have to be very guarded at what I say and what I don't say.
Right.
You know, tell us.
Here's the answer to that question. Yes and no.
Yeah.
If I have something that I love that I think everybody needs, but the people don't think they need it, then no one's going to be buying my stuff because they don't think they need it. So you got to be selling something and providing something of extreme value that people want.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
And if you don't do that and do your research ahead of time, then you might start a business that will never get traffic because no one's looking for it in the first place.
Right.
And you're never going to get buyers because they don't need what you have. So start positioning yourself so that you have this information, and then become an expert at giving this information. Become an expert who just gives and gives and gives great content, great value in what it is you do, and you'll get a following of people. You become branded, and then they'll start listening to you like they listen to you on the radio every week, every day.
Yep. No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, and it's you have to create value in the marketplace. I mean, I would think going back 100 years, if you didn't create value, even if it was, traditional ways of marketing, you had to have something behind the
And the problem ad. Most people make on the internet is instead of creating value, they're trying to create sales.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, I got a great widget. Come buy my stuff.
Right.
Well, I don't know who you are, and I don't know why it's great. So why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself first?
Sure.
Let me understand the benefits.
Yeah.
And that's what the blog can do. It can explain your benefits. You can put videos on there, brand yourself. You know, I showed you today that HD camera that I'm carrying around, the flip video camera.
Very cool.
Carry that thing around everywhere I go and make short little videos, 2-3 minute videos that people love. I film my family. When my daughter lost her first tooth a couple weeks back, I filmed it and I put it up on my Facebook page. It has nothing to do with business.
Sure.
But people get to look into my life.
They get to
see what I do. And that's what creates that bonding moment.
Yep. No, that makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. It's all about relationship, though. It still is. I mean, I believe in the power of the internet as a wonderful way to connect. But I think ultimately you still have to provide something that serves people and it kind of scratches where they itch, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, whatever the product or service is. So tell us, what kind of people typically are you engaging with that are seeing tremendous value in getting traffic?
I work with mostly like coaches, consultants, solopreneurs, small business owners who are just looking to establish themselves as an expert in whatever their niche is. So, for example, there's a guy here in Eagan, and he has an exercise studio. He's a personal trainer, and we helped him position himself so that he was the expert in Eagan for personal training. And we were able to take his website, which was a static, boring website, turned it into a blog, which automatically made it a search engine magnet. So anytime people started typing, like, for example, personal trainer in Eagan, his website came up, page one, listing number one. And then people started calling him. His phone was ringing. And just because of some of the strategies we shared with him, he had like a $7,000 week of business just out of the blue because all of a sudden he was everywhere on the internet.
That's a good week.
Yeah. It's a really good week. He's actually so busy now I can't even talk to him anymore.
Oh, well.
A little sad. So Rob, give me a call. No, but so no, Rob has taken our strategies and he's taken those and applied them to his business. And people like him who have a niche in the personal training niche, it's exploding for him. And we can do that with anybody who is looking to niche themselves in any kind of a service product, whether it's consulting, coaching, or they sell physical products, you know, that people have to order and have shipped to them, as well as digital products, which is my favorite. You know why digital products are my favorite?
Why's that?
Because it's zero cost. I can easily have somebody sell something on the internet, use PayPal as a merchant account, and have them go to my website, buy something with PayPal, and then instantly digitally download that product and have it consume it right then and there. It's instant gratification.
Give us an example of the product.
Like an interview series. Let's say that I was going to interview five experts on blogging and how to make your blog really search engine optimized. Well, I'm going to sell that as a product. So I'm going to do my interviews like we're doing an interview now.
Yep.
Then I bottle them up as MP3 files. Mm-hmm. And then people say, hey, come get my interview with these successful bloggers that teach people how to make money online, how to get more traffic. They go buy it through PayPal. And then 5 seconds later, they can download all the audios and learn from those five masters on how to make their blogs more friendly to the search engines and make extra money.
Wow. And then 5 seconds later, you're getting that.
Yeah, and it shows up in my bank account a few minutes later. And that's what we like, instant gratification sales.
But again, it has to add value. And
I'm
sure it does.
Value,
I'm sure it does. So, well, it's great. You're listening to the Peter McClellan Show with our guest, Jeff Mills of Traffic Mills, and he's all about getting people to get noticed on the internet and to to be branded and to create value and deliver that value. So, Jeff, tell us before we get to the break, somebody's interested in contacting you. What's the best way to reach you?
The best way right now, I think, is I'm putting together an event coming up real soon. We'll probably talk more about that event.
We will.
MidwestSuperConference.com has all of our details on that website.
Once again, that's the MidwestSuperConference.com. The Midwest, but Midwest Super Conference. And that's going to be what, September 11th to the 13th?
Yeah, it's a conference coming up here. It's going to be in Bloomington. It's for the whole Twin Cities as well as international people. We're bringing in the biggest speakers in the world about marketing online. And you can meet me face-to-face there, sit down. We're going to have meals together, networking. It's going to be an awesome event. So
that sounds great.
That's the best place to find me locally. If they just want to reach me, I have a personal blog, too.
Okay.
It's just jeffmills.com.
Jeffmills.com. Okay. Well, great. Great. Well, again, you're listening to the Peter McClellan Show. We have our guest, Jeff Mills, and this Midwest Conference, Midwest Super Conference. Boy, it sounds like a neat way to get to get going on this. You're bringing all, I mean, I'm just looking at the brochure, you got all kinds of people coming in to to talk about this. So there's a lot to learn, lot to do in terms of networking, and people need to be able to do that. And you've been a part of other groups that I've been a part of, and it's a great thing to network.
That's what networking is so powerful, because I would never would have met you.
That's right.
Had we never went to the startup group.
That's right. Startup meetup.
It was cool.
New Business Minnesota.
It's a great group, too.
It
Everyone
is a phenomenal
should join
group.
Those guys.
Oh, they should. So we're going to be back after the break, so please stay tuned.
Now, back to the Peter McClellan Show on Business 1570.
And now it's time for another nagging Scottish moment. Take it away, Peter, you nag. Angus, thanks. I will take it away. And I've got a nag on this one because I see this craziness in the marketplace. It's something called back to school. And I've got to say, just like every December 25th comes around, it shouldn't be a surprise. Like, oh my gosh, it's Christmas. I got to spend money on Christmas gifts. If you're going to have to spend money to go get back to school, it's not. It shouldn't be a surprise, you know. August comes, and this is something that happens every year. It used to catch me by surprise, but personally, what I've done, a couple things. I'll just share this with you as a financial advisor. Hopefully, a little bit of wisdom from my toil and tears will be a benefit to people. But I have kids of my own, and now more and more the kids are paying for some more of their stuff. I'm still helping out with basics, and we still budget for it. Put money aside each and every month call it the back-to-school budget, back-to-school money. And this way it doesn't come as a big surprise, and we're not putting out the credit card and going into debt and paying for these clothes till whenever. And the other thing is, get the old clothes out, just a tip, get the old stuff you're not using, get to a consignment store, sell some of that stuff that's good, you know, go to the clearance racks. Lots of good stuff on the clearance racks. And by the way, your kids don't have to dress like Britney Spears or Lady Gaga in order to be in. In fact, you know, I wouldn't want my kids dressing like Britney Spears or Lady Gaga. And, you know, Peter, now you're starting to meddle, and, you know, you're stepping on toes here, laddie. Well, Angus, listen, you know, I'm stating the obvious. Why do parents let their daughters go to school dressed so provocatively? You know, I mean, it's just, you got to give some thought to what you're doing, what you're communicating to those kids. Watch it, Peter. You're stepping on toes. Well, all right, back to school on the financial side. All right, let's just get back to this, because it is a tough economy and people are needing to get back to school, whether it's grade school, you know, high school, college, whatever it might be. So if you're going to be going back to school, or if you're going to let your daughter dress provocatively to go back to school, okay, that's your deal. But still, you don't have to spend top dollar to do it. And that's a challenge for people today, but it's still something you can do. Lots of sales going on, lots of clearance. And I'm not opposed to people going to, you know, like I say, a consignment or buying something from the consignment store for that matter, because lots of good stuff that people throw out every year that isn't necessarily out of style. So these are the kind of conversations, though, that we have. And I always invite people in to the 401k Latte Company to invest in a conversation. And it's beyond the money. It's not always going to be just about the budget or saving for back to school, but, you know, a little more thought to, and this is some of the stuff I'm hearing from clients. I'm hearing people say, can't believe the way my kids are letting the grandkids go to school. Well, I'm hearing this all the time. So this isn't stuff that I'm creating. You're still stepping on toes, Peter. I know, Angus. I know. All right. But listen, so give us a call at the 401k Latte Company. You can reach us at 952-882-0400. That's 952-882-0400. We'll put the coffee on and we will invest in a conversation with you. So anyway, back to the program at hand. We are privileged today to have with us Jeff Mills, who is the owner of the Traffic Mills Company. And it's okay if we refer to Jeff as the Ministry of Marketing. Is that right? Or the Minister of Marketing?
The Minister of Marketing, yes.
Minister of Marketing. All right, Minister of Marketing. Tell us a little bit about that. How are you the Minister of Marketing?
I didn't dub that myself. My friend Rob, the personal trainer I was telling you about,
yep,
he is actually the one that called me that. He sent me a plaque after he came to my first Midwest Super Conference. He said, your conference was so powerful, it changed my life. We think of you as the Minister of Marketing. Of course, the minister comes from my background as a youth pastor.
Right.
Now, I believe everyone's a minister, but just some people get paid to be.
Right.
You know, and then the other side of it is marketing. You know, I market, and I love to market. I don't know why it is or what God put into me just to love the process of getting the word out about information and services and products that people have.
So am I real far out of line by encouraging parents to be parents and watch how their kids dress?
No.
Okay,
no,
good. I didn't think so.
No, definitely. I have a 7-year-old daughter, and she's watching Disney Channel, and she's mm-hmm. watching all that stuff with Miley Cyrus, and you got to have good role models for everything,
absolutely,
for business as well as for young kids. And you got to watch what they wear and what they listen to and what they see
absolutely
on TV and movies and stuff. And, you know,
it's called parenting.
You pray hard and you do your best.
That's right. Absolutely. So anyway, you are the Minister of Marketing. And
yes,
when we come back, we're going to want to talk a little more about your big event coming up and some of the other ways that you are helping people to get the traffic, so to speak. That's the big part, the buzzword that you're involved with, getting that traffic
yep
to come to your website and ultimately provide business. So anyway, again, you're listening to the Peter McClellan Show. We have today our guest with us, Jeff Mills of Traffic Mills, and he's all about getting traffic to the website. And again, one more time, real quick, Jeff, your website.
If you want to learn more about Traffic Mills, just go to trafficmills.com. It's a search engine marketing company that helps people get their websites on the internet and traffic those websites.
Excellent. We are back after the news. Stay tuned.
Studio lines are open now. Call Peter at 651 1-800-289-4477 with your questions and comments.
And welcome back. You're listening to the Peter McClellan Show, and we are talking about traffic. Not the traffic you're sitting in. We're talking about traffic, meaning getting the hits, getting people to come by your website and interact with you and network with you and ultimately do business with you. And we have as our guest today Jeff Mills from Traffic Mills. Great title, great name. And Jeff, tell us, you've got the Super Conference coming up. Tell us about that again. What is that? What's different about that than other conferences that we hear about?
That's a good question. I've never went to other conferences that had to do with marketing before because okay. I never went to school to learn this marketing stuff. I went to youth pastor school,
okay,
Bible college. You know, they don't really teach a lot about business there. So what I know about other types of conferences are they're usually like a 2 or 3 hour session, and that's it. You know, we do a 3-day incubator, so people are coming all day Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and they're going to hear 12 speakers. Each one of our speakers speaks an hour and a half, so they get 90 minutes just to pour, and everyone just soaks up this great content. Mm-hmm. They don't hold back. It's in my contract. You have to absolutely teach the best stuff you have, and don't sugarcoat it. Don't try to get people to go buy your product to get the good stuff. Give them everything. Mm-hmm. So they're going to want to get your good stuff
right
at the end. You know?
Absolutely.
So we bring in the biggest internet millionaires in the world. We have people flying in from all over the place to come and be a part of this this presentation. We focus on three things. One of them is personal development, just working on yourself, self-improvement, mindset stuff. We focus on business development. We have a lot of business developers coming in to teach about social media. This year, the focus is on social media.
Social media, okay.
So we're having a guy come in talk about Twitter. We're having a couple talk about LinkedIn.
Tyler?
No. Hopefully Tyler will be there.
Okay,
Tyler's a good guy.
He is a good guy.
We had dinner with Tyler after the last meetup together and got to share stories together. He's neat. He does a lot of Twitter stuff.
He does.
We have a guy who has a Twitter account who's got like over 130,000 followers on Twitter.
Wow.
I think Tyler's got 607.
Huh.
So this guy is like the bomb when it comes to like figuring out how to monetize Twitter. Like he can teach people how to get $1 per month on average for every follower they have in their Facebook friends, in their LinkedIn accounts, or in their Twitter accounts.
And you said he has how many people that are following?
100,000, over 100,000 people.
So he's getting $100,000 then if it's $1 a contact or
more than
follower.
That. More than that. Yep.
Good for him.
So that's what people want to know. So, you know, the social media stuff is great. It's cool. I love hanging out with my friends and getting updates. But how do I make money with this?
Right.
How can I actually get into it and not be a spammy marketer that's just going to sell? But how can I actually add value, join the conversations, and then make money with this social media stuff? And we have, I think, 4 speakers come and talk just about that.
Well, we probably just ruined it for them because if the government hears that there's this much revenue on the internet, they're going to have to tax it.
Oh, they've been taxing it for a long time. They know what we do. Trust
me. Okay, good.
So those are the focuses. The third focus is joint ventures and networking. And I can just tell you a real quick story. One of my good friends, he used to be a youth pastor like me. Actually, it's a funny story. This gentleman, his name's Mark Hoverson. He's a good friend of mine. He was in youth ministry. He's a kid in high school that I took on missions trips when I was a youth pastor in South Dakota.
Wow.
And then of course, he grew up and I grew up. You know, he ended up going into ministry, becoming a youth pastor. And then he got on the internet like I did and started becoming successful, started some businesses. He's in a travel company and he's very successful now. And as a home-based business entrepreneur like I am, he came to one of my conferences and he met someone at the conference who he did a joint venture with, networked with, and that one relationship produced over $60,000 for him just because of that one relationship and the connections that brought him.
One deal.
So one deal. Yeah, I mean, you never know who you're going to meet at this conference and how many people are millionaires or they're just getting started or they've been doing it for a long time. And everyone at this conference is here to pour into each other, not just the speakers. We have VIPs coming that you can get to know. We have a VIP program where you can have four meals. And that's big because we're going to provide all the meals for you so you don't have to go off-site.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have a networking lunch on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then we're doing a dinner entertainment show on Saturday night where we're going to have an entertainer come in who's a hypnotist.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that can get kind of scary.
That would be, yeah.
Yeah, so okay. If you don't want to be hypnotized, don't come.
Okay. All right.
You anyway. Must give me money. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Just send it on to Jeff. So interesting stuff. So obviously you want the other youth pastors out there that are struggling, that are saying, I need to find a way to make some more money.
Mm-hmm.
You want them looking at delivering value and creating a business and figuring out how to do this.
You know what? What if you could figure out how to do youth ministry better? What if you could figure out how to market? And I know it scares pastors to talk about marketing.
Yeah.
Because it's all Holy Spirit driven. But you know what? There are some strategies we can use that businesses use to make your marketing more attractive, to get kids more involved, to get kids looking forward to being at your events and your activities, and the way you brand yourself, the way you brand your youth group, so the kids like want to tell their friends to come.
Mm.
You know
that's powerful.
But in the same way, you can use that same strategy for any business to get other people to want to talk about your business and to bring connections. Because even though, you know, it's really not just about selling stuff, it's about the referrals.
Sure.
It's about getting people to be so passionate about what I'm providing to them that they go and tell other people about it and say, you got to listen to Jeff.
Sure.
I mean, the stuff he gave me, it absolutely changed my life. And he gave me 6 strategies that now I can get more traffic to my website. My traffic's exploding. My sales are increasing.
Jeff, what would you say to the person, the business person that is, they go on the internet, they're doing some of the Twitter stuff, whatever else, but they're really not successfully networking on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
They're intimidated by it, let's say.
Yeah.
And they're afraid maybe if they go to your super conference that they're going to be inundated with jargon and they're going to be lost.
Yeah.
What do you say to that person?
Come and get lost.
Okay.
Do it. You know, you want this to be like a wave that's just going to splash over you. And yeah, people are going to be talking about stuff you've never heard of before. They're going to be using acronyms that you've never understood, you know. They're going to be saying things and using, you know, when we speak social media speak, we use all these funny words in social media like Twitter and tweets and all mm-hmm. this stuff. And people just go, what the heck is all this?
Right.
Just be a sponge. Soak it up and write just as many notes as you can. I went to an internet marketing conference for the very first time in 2004. I paid $1,500 to go just to attend. Mm-hmm. I had to buy a ticket to Orlando, Florida, and I had to get the hotel. I was out like $2,500.
Wow, you're committed.
and that was right after I'd stepped out of youth ministry. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, people are paying a lot of money to get this information. It better be good. And then I paid $100 to go to a VIP dinner at that conference.
Really?
That was the best decision I ever made. I bought my way in. Hmm. To be successful instead of earning my way in, which takes a long time. So by paying that extra money, I actually got to sit at the table at that VIP dinner where the host of the conference was there. And I asked him a question. I said, his name was Armin Moore. And I said, Armin, how can you be so successful? How can you make 15-something million dollars a year when it's just you and a few people in your company?
Mm-hmm.
He looked at me right in the eye. He said, Jeff, it's easy. It's simple. I just learned how to outsource. I learned how to delegate. And I learned how to go find people who could do the stuff I don't want to do or don't know how to do, and they could do it all for me. And that was a powerful concept, that $100 investment or the whole seminar investment is now turned into literally millions of dollars for me
mm-hmm.
as an entrepreneur because I got that one little tip there.
And how long ago was that?
That was in 2004.
2004. So I imagine if that was $2,500, by now you're probably charging like what, $25,000?
I wish.
Yeah.
No, well, we do just the opposite. We let people come to our conference for free.
Do you really?
Yeah, and the way that works this year is, and we're going to give a special gift to all your listeners who are listening today to be able to do that. We don't have an unlimited amount of tickets, so we do have to limit this. But normally right now, if you want to come to the conference, it would be free. And what you do is you put a $97 deposit down, which guarantees you a seat.
Mm-hmm.
When you show up at the event, we're going to give you that $97 back. So it's really a no-cost ticket at all.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go as a VIP, then you get to have all those networking lunches and dinner things we talked about. That's $197. That's not refundable because that basically covers your cost, you know, for the
food
meals. To feed you.
Sure.
And to get the networking access. So
right.
I highly stress that people should go with the $197 package. But if they want to come for free, they can do that. Now, what I'm going to do for like 20 people only on this call who are like listening to us right now, whether it's live or recorded, if you go to a special website, I'm going to put, it's okay to give the website?
Sure, go ahead.
Go to freeoutsourcingcd.com. Freeoutsourcingcd.com. Anyone who goes and gets my free CD, where I teach them how to use virtual assistants, how to use outsourcers to do all their internet marketing stuff,
mm-hmm.
they get a free ticket to come to my event as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a pretty generous offer.
Yeah. So I hope people go right now because I only have about 20 of them to give away.
All right. Well, then you heard what it was. One more time. Give it to them again.
Freeoutsourcingcd.com. Com. I answer the 17 most often asked questions about using and hiring virtual assistants to get all your internet marketing stuff done.
Okay, good. Well, we've covered the Super Conference. What are some of the other resources offered by your company?
Well, we got Traffic Mills. And Traffic Mills is basically a company I started just at the beginning of the spring because I was using a system, what I call a content syndication system, to get traffic to my websites. And it's a content syndication system is a whole slurry of different marketing techniques that we use to get traffic to our websites. And I'll kind of mention a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
The internet is living, breathing with content. And what you need to do if you're going to be successful on the internet is have your content everywhere people turn. So when I look left, I'm bumping into you. When I look right, I'm bumping into Peter. Peter's everywhere. Keep running this Peter guy everywhere because what you've done is you've put content strategically in places on the internet for people to bump into. Now, where are they going nowadays to bump into content? They're going to the social networks.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to Facebook. They're going to LinkedIn. They're going to Twitter. They're not so much going to Google like they used to. Mm-hmm. Everyone used to start with Google. I know with your producer, when he got on his computer, he went to Google to do a search.
And he's a young guy. Why aren't you just out there twitting and
stuff?
But
look where
he's
at right
now.
Right now he's on Facebook.
Sir John, are you on Facebook right now?
He's on Facebook right now.
Oh, boy. I'm going to have to monitor what he's doing a little more closely.
And that's what people are doing. They're going now to these social media places.
My wife checks out the kids' Facebook. I don't know how to get on it. But
yeah, you got to watch the kids on Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's kind of weird stuff they put out there. But anyway,
oh, yeah.
I can go on Facebook and do a search for anybody or any niche and make a connection with somebody. I can go to LinkedIn and look for connections that I want to do business with. Look for referrals from my friends who know people, and they can refer those friends to me, and I can get business from that. And that's the new currency right now, is the amount of friends you have that can bring you more friends that can help you, you know, sell your services and offer value to other people and solve their problems.
Remarkable.
Yeah.
Good
so,
stuff.
So Traffic Mills really helps people by doing this for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we build WordPress blogs for companies, which I believe everyone should have a WordPress blog.
A WordPress blog.
WordPress is an open source website building software that, when I say a blog, I don't just talk about like where you just post about your life and it's just here's one day, the next day, and the next day. When I say a blog, I'm talking about a full-blown website that has pages and also a blog content added to it where you can document, here's my journal for the day, or talk about different things each day, and it kind of shows a chronological order.
See, I'm just not interested in some of the stuff that I'm reading on the social media. I have looked at what the kids, I mean, somebody, you know, what it's real intelligent stuff, like what's up, you know, had a ham sandwich today, they forgot the mustard, and, you know, I don't care.
But listen, you do care.
Why do I care?
You do care. If you were to call me on the phone today, okay, and what would the first thing be out of your mouth? What would you say?
Out of my mouth today?
Yeah, you're going to call me on the phone. Just what, when you call someone on the phone, what's the first words out of your mouth usually?
How you doing?
That's what Twitter is.
Right.
This is how I'm doing.
Okay.
And so you instantly know what I'm doing without having to ask me.
Well, there are people on the phone that would, you know, you'd rather not turn it into a marathon either because they'll tell you about
the marathon.
Ham sandwich.
Cool. That's what's cool about Twitter. 140 characters is not a marathon.
That's true.
It's just a short and sweet, boom, there it is.
Right.
And now I know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And you have to understand, too, I'm dealing with teenagers, and so I'm not able. Well, I'm not permitted because of my licensing to do it on a business side, but I'm intrigued by it. And, you know, if you're a small business or an established business and you're looking to maximize this, you ought to give Jeff a call. This makes a lot of sense. Or not call. Or do you have a phone? Do you use a phone anymore, or is it all internet?
I do actually answer my own phone. I don't outsource that information.
You don't outsource it, though? Okay.
No,
but
no,
they can reach you. Tell us how to reach you.
Best way to reach me, I have a home office. You can call me at 651-769-2189. I answer my phone and I'll help anybody with some strategies about marketing online.
One more time, that phone number.
651-769-2189.
Okay. I thought you were going to tell me you couldn't be reached by phone. So, but
no.
You can. You'll
you know
actually
what? I'm like Gary Vaynerchuk. He's a very well-known social media guy. He just answers his phone and he answers all of his emails because he wants to connect with people.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. See, I was underselling you there. So anyway, you're listening to the Peter McClellan Show. We're talking about this whole issue of getting the traffic you need to grow that business. Stay tuned. We're going to be back after the break.
This is the Peter McClellan Show on Business 1570.
Welcome back to the Peter McClellan Show. Thank you for listening. And we are talking about getting traffic. And we have our guest today, Jeff Mills. Jeff, at the break, you were talking about outsourcing and how big that is. Mm-hmm. Tell us about how that applies in your world.
Well, when you say the word outsourcing, it kind of polarizes a lot of people that kind of freak out because they think, oh, outsourcing, that's where everyone's losing their jobs to people overseas and stuff like that. I don't really endorse that kind of outsourcing. I'm talking about effective outsourcing, cost-effective outsourcing, where there are certain things you don't have time to do yourself,
right,
or don't know how to do yourself. And it's finding people like a virtual assistant who will come and do those things for you. And I think it's great because we have this global economy with the internet where we can connect to people who have skills, talents, gifts that we don't have that are willing to do our stuff at phenomenal prices that you just would make your head spin. For example, $1 to $2 an hour to do stuff for you and do it really well. And a lot of people freak out when I talk about that. They go, that's slavery wages. How could you pay someone so low to do these wages?
Mm-hmm.
And I take them to the CAA fact book. The CAA puts on a book.
Mm-hmm.
The CAA fact book, it does a little profile of every country in the world. You know, it talks about, you know, the risk for terrorism in these countries. It also talks about their gross national product. And it says, and I use all the Filipinos. I love to use Filipinos out of the Philippines. They're great people. And in the Philippines, for example, their average yearly salary full-time mm-hmm. is $3,000 to $4,000 U.S. dollars a year.
Yikes.
It sounds scary, but that's relative to their cost of living.
Mm.
So they're used to that. And to them, that's not being poor. That's being average. $3,000 to $4,000 a year is average.
Mm.
In America, it's $48,000 a year.
Right.
And that is our average.
Right.
And it's relative to them.
Sure.
So, of course, $48,000 U.S. to a Filipino would be like, they'd be living like a king.
Yeah, they would.
You know, in their economy. So we can pay people, for example, in the Philippines a wage that would be equivalent to $200 to $400 a month full-time to do all kinds of stuff on the internet
wow.
for us. Do all the marketing, write articles, write press releases, submit press releases.
How did you find these Filipinos?
I go to a certain website on the internet called Elance.com.
Okay.
Or I could go to GetAFreelancer.com.
Wow.
Odesk.com. And these people, they have all these places I can post projects to get stuff done for me. And I like to hire people out of the Philippines to get that stuff done.
Neat. Wow. I never heard of doing that. I mean, I knew companies were outsourcing, but
you're
bringing it down to individuals being able to outsource.
You think it's the big companies that are doing this, and that's why they're doing this.
Sure
now,
it is.
I hate to see other people lose jobs. I hire people in America to do a lot of stuff for me. So I don't just oversee or outsource overseas and don't do anything.
There is something called creative destruction, meaning, you know, at one point way back when they had to let go of a lot of people who were making, you know, the horse and buggy stuff, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the
mm-hmm.
all that went out. I mean, you don't want to keep it propped up if it's not reality. So
yeah.
Anyway, but hey, this has been a fascinating conversation. And when we have our 1570 website advanced, because right now it's one that's functional, but barely, we'll have you back on so other people can listen and stream. And who knows, we're going to actually podcast at some point, you know?
Yeah.
So it's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, we at least move into the 90s. You got that right. So anyway, Jeff, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for coming on today. And the CD, tell us real quick.
If I could just real quickly. A few CDs left, you guys. Go to Free Outsourcing CD. It'll hook you up with a free ticket to the Midwest Super Conference, September the 11th to the 13th here in the Twin Cities. I'd love to meet you guys there.
One more time, how do they get there?
FreeOutsourcingCD.com.
Excellent. You're listening to the Peter McClellan Show. Until next time, think on.
You've been listening to the Peter McClellan Show. Peter McClellan, CHFC, is the president of the 401k Latte Company. To reach Peter, call 952-882-0400 or on the web at 401klatte.com. This program is sponsored by the 401k Latte Company. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC, and a registered investment advisor. For more information, go to www.401klatte.com or call 952-882-0400.